divide our students rather than bring them together. And we're trying to provide the needed infrastructure and support so that everyone who is here succeeds even better. If I could end by basically saying that I believe it's time for us to be bold, for us to take this on in a way that we've never have before. I would say that it's reasonable to posit that in 2063 that it's not going to look like it did in 1963. Higher education is going to look very different. I hesitate to predict exactly what that's going to look like, but I can tell you that I'm fairly sure that if we don't act with a sense of urgency, that the University of Illinois will be University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. I don't want to speak about my other fellow campuses, will be a mere shadow of what it used to be, and I certainly don't want to be the chancellor that presides over that time of retrenchment. So I really do feel this is a time, a very distinct moment in time, when we must lead. We must be willing to embrace change. We must be willing to work together and work as a family as we go forward. And so I started out with the Merle Evers event, and I want to end with a quote that she said in her talk. "Do you have a responsibility to make things better? Yes, you do. We all do, whether it is through verse, whether it is through music, whether it's through dreams. Shift and change and shape them into being successes." Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Phyllis. And I would say that you have the full support of the board. I know of President Easter, and I think all of us have great confidence that you will oversee during your term here, your time as the leader on this campus, a great renewal, and in no way will you allow us to slip behind. We are great fans of yours and your leadership, so lucky to have you. Thank you very much
for
the report.
Support.
Are there any questions? Okay, thank you very much. I guess we'll move on now, if we can, into the committee reports, and we'll start, Ed, with your committee. Would
very
you
good.
Mind?
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The meeting of the Audit, Budget, Facilities, and Finance Committee was held at 1 p.m. on February 25th. Committee members present included McMillan, Courts, and Montgomery. Also, student trustee Pileski was present here, and then trustee Strobel and Tinkin were present via telephone. And also, Treasurer McKeever was present also. The minutes of the January 14th meeting were approved without corrections or additions. Four presentations were made to the committee. First of all, Vice President Walt Knorr made a presentation on the authority to refund outstanding auxiliary facility systems revenue bonds. Also, Vice President Knorr presented a proposal for student health insurance rates for Urbana and Springfield campuses for the academic year of 2013-14. I do want to make note that since the meeting of the committee, the university has received best and final bid for the student health insurance for Urbana. As a result of that, for the undergraduate students at Urbana, the final per semester rate is now $254, which is $11 lower than the rate that was originally distributed of $265. Also, the graduate student rate for per semester is now $328, which is $19 lower than the $347 in the original proposal. The board agenda item number 13 has been revised to reflect this reduction in the proposed Urbana student insurance rate per semester for the academic year 2013-14. In addition, the university auditor, Julie Zimaitis, presented the summary of university internal audit activity for the 6 months ended December 31, 2012. Controller Pat Patterson presented the results of the university's FY12 financial audit. In addition, Mike Bass presented the capital items, and Heather Haberacker presented the purchase recommendations for the committee's consideration. Also, Vice President Knorr updated the committee on certain federal and state legislation, on budget matters, and on the status of the rating agency decisions.